I am gonna do the stupidest thing I've probably done in quite some time. Not the stupidest, no. No. Not stupid, just crazy. Batshit crazy. Okay. I'm gonna do a little nerdy hysterical literature. I have with me a lecture by the wonderful Nikola Tesla, who is a genius. If you don't know who Nikola Tesla is, Google him, because you should know, and if you don't, that's just wrong. Okay, so. Oh, yeah. This is not going to go very well, by the way. Because what I'm going to do is try to read this lecture while riding the Sibian. Yeah. Yeah, you heard that right. This is stupid. This isn't gonna... not gonna go good. This is gonna be a very short recording, I figure. But, I am one for a challenge. Oh, jeez. I'm crazy. Anyway, the lecture is called Experiments with Alternate Currents of High Potential and High Frequency. Okay, so we're gonna start this off. Let's turn this on. Yep, there we go. Okay, yeah, got a little bit of... oh my god. Fuck me! Oh, fuck me. Oh, Jesus. God! Okay, I can do this. Oh, yeah. Okay. I cannot find words to express how deeply I feel the honor of addressing some of the foremost thinkers of the present time. Oh, and so many able scientific men, engineers, and electricians of the country's greatest in scientific achievements. The result which I have the honor to present before such a gathering I cannot call my own. There are among you not a few who can lay better claim than myself on any feature of merit which this work may contain. Oh, I need not mention many names which are world known. They've fucked me. Names of those among you who are recognized as leaders in this enchanting science. But one, at least, I must mention, a name which could not be omitted in a demonstration of this kind. It is a name associated with the most beautiful invention ever made. Oh, it is Crookes. Oh, when I was at college a good time ago, I read in a translation, for then I was not familiar with your magnificent language, the description of his experiments on radiant matter. I read it only once in my life at that time. Huh. Yet every detail about that charming work I can remember this day. Few are the books, let me say, which can make such an impression upon the mind of a student. But if... oh, God. But if on the present occasion I mention that this name is... as one of many your institution can boast of. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, fuck me. It is because I have more than one reason to do so. For what I have to tell you and to show you this evening concerns in a large measure that some big world which Professor Crookes has so aptly explored. And more than this, when I trace back the mental process. Oh god, I'm gonna have to turn this up now. God damn it, I can feel it need to turn up. Oh, fuck me. Oh god. Oh. When I trace back the mental process which led me to this advances, oh god, these advances. When do you my mind is open not be considered trifling, since they are so appreciated by you. Oh god. Oh, I believe that their real origin. That would just started me to work this for me. Direction and brought me to them after a long period of constant thought. Was this fascinating little book which I read many years ago? Fuck! God! A few words. In a short time ago, I had the honor to bring before an American Institute of Electrical Engineers some results that arrived at me, some results then arrived at me in a novel line of work. I need not assure you that the many evidences which I had received at English, that English scientific man and engineer are interested in this work have been for me a great reward and encouragement. I will not dwell upon the experiments already described, except with the view of completing or more clearly expressing some ideas of advances I made before, and also with the view of rendering the study here presented self-contained, and my remarks on the subject of this evening's lecture constant. The investigation, then, it goes without saying, deals with alternate currents, and, to be more precise, the alternating currents of high potential and high frequency. Just in how much... just how much... high frequency is essential for the production of the results presented in this question, which, even with my present experience, would embarrass me to answer. Some of the experiments may be performed with low frequencies, but very high frequencies are desirable, not only on account of the many effects secured by their use, but also as convenient means of obtaining the induction of apparatus employed. The high potentials, which in their turn are necessary to the demonstration of the most of the experiments here contemplated. Of the various branches of electrical investigation, perhaps the most interesting and immediately the most promising is that dealing with alternating currents. The progress in this branch of applied science has been so great in recent years that it justifies the most sanguine hopes. No, hardly have we become familiar with one fact. When novel experiences are met with, and new revenues of resources, new avenues of research are opened. Even at this hour, possibilities not dreamed of before are. By the use of these currents, partly realized, as in nature, all is ebb and tide, all is a wave of motion. So it seems that In all branches of industry, alternating currents, electrical wave motion, will have this way. Okay, oh, fuck, I can't do it. I'm gonna turn this up. Oh my god, 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 oh my god. love me. Oh, oh God. Okay. No. Okay. Yeah. That's all.